The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter Number 19, Text Number 24, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Kikari, recorded on September 22nd, 2017, in Mayapur, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Na Yatra Vaikuntha Katha Sudha Apaga. Sāna sādhava bhagavata tat ashraya na yatra yagya isha makha maha utsava sarvesha loka api na vai sa sevyatam na yatta vaikuntha katha sudha bhaga na sarva bhagavatastadashraya na yatta yagesha makha mahotsava Saresha loko pina vaina sevyatam. Na yatta vaikuntha katha sudha bhaga. Na sarva bhagavatastadashraya. Na yatta yagesha makha mahotsava. Saresha loko pina vaina sevyatam. Na, not. Yatra, where. Vaikuntha katha sudha apaga. The nectarian rivers of discussion. About the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is called Vaikuntha, or one who drives away all anxiety. Na, nor, sadhava, devotees, Bhagavata, always engaged in the service of the Lord, tat ashraya, who are sheltered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na, nor, yatra, where, yagya isha makha, the performance of devotional service to the Lord of Sacrifices. Maha utsava, which are actual festivals. Sareshva loka, a place inhabited by the denizens of heaven. Api, although, na, not, vai, certainly, sa, that, sevyatam, be frequented. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. An intelligent person does not take interest in a place, even in the topmost planetary system, if the pure Ganges of topics concerning the Supreme Lord's activities does not flow there. If there are not devotees engaged in service on the banks of such a river of piety, or if there are no festivals of Sankirtan Yagya to satisfy the Lord, especially since Sankirtan Yagya is recommended in this age. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the land of Bharatvarsha, specifically in Bengal in the district of Nadja where Navadvip is situated. And we're right here, right now, where that happened. Very powerful place. It is therefore to be concluded, as stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that within this universe, this earth is the best planet. And on this planet, the land of Bharatvarsha is the best. In the land of Bharatvarsha, Bengal is still better. In Bengal, the district of Nadja is still better. And in Nadja, the best place is Navadvip because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there to inaugurate the performance of sacrifice of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Shastras recommend Krishna Varnamantvasha Krishnam Sangopangasya Varshadam Jagai Sankirtana Prayar Yadanti Husamedha Saha Bhagavatam 11:5:32. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by his very confidential associates such as Sri Nityananda, Sri Gadadhar and Sri Advaita, and by many devotees like Sri Vas. They are always engaged in chanting the holy names of the Lord and always describing Lord Krishna. Therefore, this is the best among all the places in the universe. The Krishna consciousness movement has established its center in Mayapur, the birth site of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give men the great opportunity to go there and perform a constant festival of Sankirtan Yoga, as recommended herein, Yagesha Maka Mahotsavaha. And to distribute prasad to millions of hungry people hungering for spiritual emancipation. This is the mission of the Krishna consciousness movement. Chaitanya Bhagavat confirms this as follows. One should not desire to be elevated even to a place of heavenly planetary systems if it has no propaganda to expand the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no trace of Vaishnavas, pure devotees of the Lord, and no festivals for spreading Krishna consciousness. It would be better to live perpetually cramped up within the airtight bag of a mother's womb, where one can at least remember the lotus feet of the Lord, than to live in a place where there is no opportunity to remember his lotus feet. I pray not to be allowed to take birth in such a condemned place. Similarly, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says that since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement, anyone who performs Sankirtan to please the Lord is very, very glorious. Such a person has perfect intelligence, whereas others are in the ignorance of material existence. Of all the sacrifices mentioned in the Vedic literature, the performance of Sankirtan Yoga is the best. Even the performance of 100 Ashwamedha sacrifices cannot compare to the sacrifice of Sankirtan. According to the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, if one compares Sankirtan Yoga to any other yogis, he is a Pashandi, an infidel, and is liable to be punished by Yamaraj. There are many Mayavadis who think that the performance of Sankirtan Yoga is a pious activity, similar to the performance of the Ashwamedha Yoga and other such pious functions. Hold that still. Don't bounce the name. But this is a Nama Parad. Chanting of the holy name of Narayan and chanting of other names are never equal despite what Mayavadis think. So we're very indebted to Srila Prabhupada for making this place available to us, Sri Mayapur Dham. And especially to those devotees of Srila Prabhupada and the devotees of Srila Prabhupada who work very hard to develop this project, you see. We're very indebted to them. They've made such a nice place. We can come and actually breathe this purified air of Mayapur Dham, to take darshan of this Dham. Actually, to see this, just to see the Dham is not different from seeing Lord Chaitanya himself. The Dham, Krishna and his Dham, Chaitanya and their Dham, they are one and the same. So, just by seeing the Dham, it's as good as seeing Lord Chaitanya. So, we have to take full advantage of the dust of this Dham on the head. We just have to take full advantage of this holy Dham. To purify our hearts. The present moment, our hearts are contaminated, you see. Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. Somebody asked me, how are you doing? I said, well, I'm contaminated with lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. I'm in pretty bad shape. But I'm praying that I can become a pure devotee. I told the devotee later. So, the beauty of this process is, even though we're not pure, if you're endeavoring to be pure, that's considered pure. It's like you're really dirty, but you're in the shower, you know. Yeah, he's really filthy, but he's in the shower. You can't criticize him being dirty. He's in the shower, scrubbing and rubbing, you know. So right now we're in the shower, you see. So Prabhupada gives us credit for being pure if we're in the shower. You see? If you're following the rules and regulations, you're chanting a prescribed number of rounds, and you're in the shower, you're considered, Prabhupada considers you pure. That's his kindness. Oh, they are pure because they're in the shower, you see. So we have to stay in the shower. We have to chant our rounds every day. We have to follow the regulated principles. And this way we become qualified to represent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the fallen souls of this world. We become qualified to get out all the anxieties that are burdening our hearts at the present moment. So this is a very nice verse and purport, especially for here. I chose it, of course, because we're in Mayapur. I hand-picked this verse today. It's a nice verse. We'll look at it again. An intelligent person does not take interest in a place, even in the topmost planetary system. That would be Lord Brahma's above, you see. Even Brahmaloka. If the pure Ganges of topics concerning the Supreme Lord's activities are not to flow there. It's interesting. The Ganges is flowing right here, you see. But here the Ganges is flowing here too, in this room, you see. Because we're talking Bhagavatam. We're talking Krishna Katha. So, if you want to take a bath in the Ganga, all you have to do is chant your japa or talk about Krishna, then you're already taking a bath in the Ganga, you see. The Ganga of topics of the Lord. So, to be in a place where there are not devotees engaged in the service of the Lord, even if it's a pious place, it says here, even if there are not devotees engaged in devotional service on the banks of such a river of piety, even a very pious place, you see, like in the heavenly planets, it's a very pious place, but even that place is considered hell. Even heaven is considered hell by a devotee, you see, where there's no topics of the Lord being vibrated, where there's no sankirtan yoga being performed. So, how fortunate we are. What can I say? We can't even begin to measure the extent of our good fortune to be here in Mayapur right now. Can't even begin to measure it. You see? To be in Mayapur means to be in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates who are eternally engaged in the Sankirtan Yajna. So we just had to beg their mercy. We can actually enter into this holy dham, you see. You can be in the dham physically, but not actually be here, you know what I mean? You can be in the dham, but not in the dham also. One is committing offenses, one is not Krishna conscious. You're in the dham, but you're not in the dham. We have to actually be in this holy dham, not just physically, but mentally, you see. Very important thing. We have to enter the spirit of the dham. I remember first coming to the Dham, Mayapur Dham. It was really quite mystical, I remember. In those days, it was a little developed. I came a little late. I came in 1980. We had, at that time, we had two buildings. And a little grass, Prabhupada's grass hut was there, and there was the Pashadam Hall. There was actually four buildings. There was the grass hut, Pashadam building, what we call the long building and the conch building. And that was it, just four buildings. Huh?
Conch building and the temple.
The temple room was in the conch building at that time. So that was it. And it was all Angrezis, all white-bodied. There was practically no Indians. A few Bengalis joined. Oh, some Bengalis have joined. Wow. There was like a small handful of Bengali brahmacharis. Wow, some Bengalis have joined. Amazing. Now, if you have white skin, you're a rarity in a crowd. Then it was a rarity to find an Indian body devotee in the crowd. So things have really developed here. It's wonderfully. especially those two brothers, Jananivas and Pankajangri Prabhu. Oh, from the very beginning, when there was absolutely no facility, they've been worshiping the deities nonstop for decades, if you can imagine how dedicated those brothers are. There was no facility here. In the early days, you couldn't even drink the water. You would get sick. It was horrible. Such austerity living here. And when he came, we had to drink either Dab or Limco. You couldn't drink the water. There was no bottled water available. Either Dab or Limco, or get dysentery, you know, your choice. So things have really developed here now. It's become, I mean, we're even going to have an airport here someday, the way things are going. You know, I don't want to fly through Calcutta anymore. Just land at, you know, the Mayapur airport. Someday it'll come to that point. It'll be a big city here, the Mayapur airport. So I can't begin to imagine our good fortune to be in this wonderful place from which the mercy of Lord Chaitanya is like a volcano. And this is where the eruption is happening. And the lava is spewing out all over the whole universe from this spot right here in Mayapur. So we're right here in the heat of the volcano, getting a lot of lava right now, you see. We have to take advantage of it. Every moment spent in Mayapur is more valuable than all the wealth of the demigods, all the wealth of Kuvera, the treasure of the demigods, multiplied by millions and billions of times. Even one moment spent in Mayapur, you see. You can't begin to imagine the wealth, the great opulence, the far exceeding the opulence of the demigods in heaven, just by being here in Mayapur. So perhaps there's some questions. Guru Mata, you'd like to add some points? Okay, any questions? Yes?
How can we be mentally present in the Dham?
What's that?
How can we be mentally present in the Dham?
How can we be?
Mentally present.
Oh, how to be, yeah. Well, you have to understand the significance of where you actually are. That's why I'm explaining it. It's the first thing. Then you have to pray to Krishna. My dear Lord, please let me actually enter into the Dham. You have to beg Krishna. Please, my dear, let me fully enter into this Dham and fully be here. Absolutely, totally be absorbed in it. If you beg Krishna for it, that's the key. And the Hare Krishna mantra actually is begging Krishna. To be able to fully connect with him. So Hare Krishna chanting, if you chant your rounds very nicely, and you can also pray and beg Krishna to please allow me to fully enter into this Dham with every thought, word, and deed, at every moment that I'm here. And beg for that. And Krishna will reciprocate with that prayer. Any other questions? How to, which instructions?
All the many instructions.
The many instructions. How to take them seriously, remember them, and implement them? Well, the first thing is we have to remember that we're just fools, you know, we're just fools and rascals. And see, we have a tendency to be puffed up and think, well, I don't really need to follow all the instructions, you know, because, I mean, I really know more than this person instructing me, but I really know more than they do, so it's not really important for me to follow all these instructions because I really know better. You know, we have a tendency to do them. You see, it's called the false ego. To think, well, I don't really need to be instructed. They should be taking instructions from me. You see, why I should be taking instructions from them? But we really have to become humble and realize I'm just a nonsense rascal. Just like Bhaktivinoda is praying, Gopinath, Mamani Vidana Shuno. Vishayi durjana sada kamadata kichu nahi modaguna gopinath Gopinath, my dear Lord Gopinath, Lord of the Gopis, I'm a materialistic rascal. I'm full of lust. I'm just a nonsense rascal. Kichu nahi moraguna. If you examine me, you will find I have no good qualities whatsoever. So if one reminds oneself, you see, what a fool I am. I gave up the service of Krishna in the spiritual world to try to enjoy separately, so I'm just really an idiot. I need all the mercy I can get when the Vaishnavas, especially Guru, or in this case Guru Mata, or senior devotees, you see, when they instruct me, I should take it very seriously. Very, very seriously. Because it's Krishna's special mercy to help pull me out of my false, egoistic trap that I've been caught in for millions of lifetimes. If one remembers this and prays for the ability to be able to take instructions fully into the heart, embrace them within the heart of hearts, on the spiritual level, you see, beg Krishna, my dear Lord, please let me become humble so I can actually take the instructions and embrace them as my life and soul. In this way, if you endeavor and you understand things properly regarding why you need to be instructed and what you should do with those instructions, if you take that very seriously into your heart, you'll make great spiritual progress every day. And all the anxieties of the heart will be gone. You'll be floating in an ocean of bliss at every minute, relishing the nectar. The trouble is right now we take poison to be nectar. That's the problem. And we take nectar to be poison. We've got it backwards. As my dad used to say, bass-ackwards. We have it backwards, you know. We take the nectar to be poison and the poison to be nectar. Somebody is glorifying me and go, oh, nectar, nectar, nectar. Someone's criticizing me, ah, oh, poison, poison, poison. We have to learn to see things properly through the scripture, through the teachings of guru and advanced devotees. Very important. We learn to see things properly, not on the basis of my sense gratification. Yeah?
False ego is very subtle.
False ego?
False ego is
Very cunning?
Very subtle.
Subtle.
We realize that maybe later that, okay, not been affected by that. So, make sure that we don't get into that trap of getting that false ego. Always remain humble so that we don't.
How to always remain humble. Well, that prayer of Lord Chaitanya is perfect. Chanadapi sanichena tararapi sahishnina amaniyamananina kirtaniya sadahari. One should dig himself lower than the straw in the street. He should always be more tolerant than a tree. In this way, just think of that, lower than the straw in the street. Of course, in the West, we don't see straw in the street. We see broken beer bottles. So lower than the broken beer bottle in the street. I have to understand, that's our position. I'm lower than a broken beer bottle in the street. That's my position, you see. Or some dog stool in the street. I'm lower than the dog stool in the street, you see. If you remind yourself of that, that will help. Well, the thing is, here's how you can test if your false ego is still overriding your consciousness. If you can chant the holy name of the Lord 24 hours a day with ever increasing bliss, then you know that all false ego is now gone. But if you're not able to chant 24 hours a day with ever-increasing bliss, that means the false ego is still polluting your consciousness. So, everybody can understand where they're at now. Whether you're a pure devotee or whether you're a polluted, aspiring devotee, you see. If I'm not able to chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day with ever-increasing bliss, that means I'm polluted. At false ego. Anything else? Everybody satisfied now?
Culture of doing some other yoga. So to satisfy their cultural orientation, sometimes I am seeing that some ISKCON also we are doing some other yoga. So
wedding yoga we can do. Prabhupada initiation yoga and wedding yoga. Prabhupada did this. For example, what kind of yoga are they doing?
Like normal, I have seen...
Kali or...
Not Kali, like...
Prosperity.
Prosperity, exactly.
Prosperity. We have also seen.
Yeah, prosperity yoga. Actually, the Sankirtan yoga bestows all prosperity. So if they want prosperity, they should promote Sankirtan yoga. I mean, Prabhupada clearly says here, we should convince them to do a prosperity by massive prasadam distribution and Harinam Sankirtan, all prosperity will come. We should preach to them. This is actual prosperity yoga. Sankirtan yoga is the ultimate prosperity yoga.
But you cannot.
That's what I'm saying. We should preach to whoever wants to do prosperity yoga, that this is the ultimate prosperity yoga.
Huh? The leaders do so.
We should preach to the leaders also. If the leaders are doing, we should preach to
them.
Not the leader can. Anyway, I can get away with it. As a Prabhupada disciple, initiating guru,
I
can get away with it. I'm doing it right now. It's being recorded. It's going on the internet. So what can I say? And I stand on the distinctive Prabhupada's teachings. Even if they kick me out on the street, I'll say it. For a prosperous new year?
Yeah.
I'm not into it. I'm a Prabhupada man. I'm not a neo-ISKCON man. I'm an old-time ISKCON man, not neo-ISKCON.
So actually we don't go there anymore, but we didn't say anything.
Yeah. The thing is, devotees still need a lot of training in our movement, what can I say? We're still neophytes. We still make a lot of mistakes. And we still have a lot of misunderstandings. So we have a long way to go to actually come to the standard. Here's the real standard of where we should actually come to. Madhya Leela 2265. Shastra Yukte Sunipunna Didasharyayanra Uttama Adhikari say, Tadaye Samsara. One who is very, very expert in scriptural knowledge and has absolutely firm faith in the Supreme Lord is Uttam Adhikari, and he can live the whole world by making everyone a devotee. That's the standard we need in our movement. We have to aspire to come to that standard. A very, very expert understanding of Prabhupada's teachings, not, you know, fuzzy understanding of Prabhupada's teachings. Very, very expert.
In this regard, what you said,
Sunipuna means expert. Sunipuna, yeah.
Yes, Sunipuna, they can be expert. But, as you said, they can make a lot of devotees and all that. So there are many people who make a lot of disciples, a lot of devotees. So we can say that and they have fixed faith in that and they can make a lot of disciples. But we see there is so many deviations also in that.
No initiations?
In the initiations. After there is so many
deviations. You know, the thing is, we really have to, you know, purity is the force, as Prabhupada said. We may think that by introducing impurities we can expand the movement, but actually just destroying the movement. If we introduce impurities, we're destroying it. You know, popularizing it, and, you know, like having a beer night or something. One have beer one night, one with no week at the temple.
That's a much more heavier than the beer.
Yeah, we have to really have to keep it pure, otherwise what's the point? I mean, the thing is, if we introduce impurities, that it's okay to break, you know, 3.5 principles instead of 4, you know. It means you don't go back to Godhead. And anyone you make a devotee and train that way, they will not go back to Godhead. So 4 principles means 4 principles, not 3.9 or 3.999999. 4 principles. We have to have it pure, you see. The thing is, when you purely follow this process, you come in direct in contact with Krishna. If you purely follow these instructions of Prabhupada, you come in direct contact with Krishna and Lord Chaitanya 24 hours a day. You're tightly connected at every minute. And there's unlimited nectar in that. I mean, why would you want to compromise? It doesn't make any sense. In the sake of making more followers. You're just destroying the movement. That's all you're doing. Better to have one person who's strictly following than 10 million people who are deviating. Next.
Holy Dham, if we do Harinam Sankirtan, like in the street, so it's not proper because people there are more advanced because they are already living in Holy Dham and we're going to preach for them. So is that the right understanding to go for a...
Prabhupada had us engage in Mass Sankirtan up and down the road here. Mass. You seen the photographs of the early days of Mayapur? You know, 1,000 white-skinned devotees going down the road, chanting in ecstasy. 1,000 at least. So he just, those photographs are there, you can see. The old days, Achyutananda Swami leading 1,000 ecstatic white-bodied devotees down the street, chanting in ecstasy. All the people here are Muslims anyway. You know, they're Muslims. It's a Muslim area. A lot of Muslims in the village.
They can chant for our benefit.
And their benefit too.
Yeah. They like it or not, but they will get the benefit. But for our benefits, we can change. It's not just for preaching.
We're meant to go all over the world and do massive Sankirtan in every village, every town and village. What to speak of Mayapur, the home of Sankirtan. How you can say we shouldn't go out in the street and chant here because the people won't? They're more advanced.
If we have the idea that I'm going to preach to them, then it is better. Just go out and
think,
I'm preaching to myself.
Next. Yeah. The thing is, in other words, they're already liberated souls and they don't need it. But that's the idea. Smoking biddy. Next. Next question. It's like in Vrindavan, they're considered very exalted souls, but generally they're engaged in sinful activities, and they'll take birth again as animals in their next birth and be liberated after them. So this Sankirtan is very valuable wherever we can go to do it. Mayapur, Vrindavan, all over the world. Anything else? Well, go ahead and stop here. And we thank you all very much for coming today. We're going to have some exciting times going on and chanting and dancing down the street and visiting different holy places. We haven't worked out a schedule yet, but there's so many nice places. There's Bhaktivinoda Thakur's home over on the other side of the Jalangi. There's Shiva's Angan. There's Shankazi Samadhi. There's Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Samadhi. There's Jagannath Mandir. All kinds of exciting places to go. So we're going to have some real nectar here, going to these different places, engaging in the wonderful activity of Krishna Katha and Sankirtan Yogi. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.